Listen up. Those there are tricycles. They can be your best friend. They can be your worst enemy.
Joey, just let them ride.
All right. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Did you guys ever hear of pedals?
I work for Fred Flintstone.
Yabba-dabba-do.
Ba-ba-la-ba-ya. I love those guys.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Got great news.
So do I.
No, mine is really big.
Mine is huge. Bigger than anything you've ever heard. Enormous.
Well, really?
No, I just wanted to go first. Listen, honey, I got a 2-week tryout as a field reporter for the afternoon news. Rebecca Donaldson on the spot.
Congratulations. That is big news. That's even bigger than Nikki used a little baby potty.
Nikki used a potty?
Uh-huh.
You mean not as a hat? Nikki, that is big news. All right. All right.
Oh, honey, you would have been so proud seeing him sit up there on his little throne. All he needed was a sports page.
Oh, honey, they're growing up so fast. I'm really going to miss having babies around.
Yeah, but you know what? This is good. I mean, now you can concentrate on your career. I mean, this new gig came at the perfect time. I mean, you know the old saying, things have a way of working out the way they're supposed to work out. And when they work out, you got to just, you know, step back and say, hey.
That's not an old saying.
Give it time.
Potty!
Potty? Yeah?
Honey, it's an encore. Alex, grab a crayon and take notes, son.
Just go with your brother.
Hey, Steph. Where's Michelle?
Oh, she's still back with Scruffy.
And that was really nice of you guys to watch the Davis' dog while they're on vacation.
Dad, Scruffy is not your typical dog.
That would be a pig. You did not say that Scruffy was a pig.
You didn't ask.
Comet, meet Scruffy.
I'm with Comet. Well, you cannot keep a pig in this house. Pigs are dirty and they're stinky.
Dirty and stinky, huh? Yeah, well, he says you're no prize either.
Oh, good. I'm sure Jesse will agree with me. Jess, do you want to live in the same house with this pig?
Well, it's been 6 years. I'm kind of getting used to him.
Not him. Him.
Uncle Jesse, how can you say that? He's adorable. Want to feed him?
No, I'd love to, but I'm fresh out of slop.
He drinks from a bottle.
Well, all right, I'll give it a whirl. There you go. Hey, hey. Look at this. he's really kind of cute in a hideous sort of way.
Please, Dad, we promise to watch him for a few days. Please, Dad.
He's so cute.
Okay. But he better not go wee-wee-wee all over my house. And keep him off of the couch, okay? I haven't had it swine guarded.
Aw, this reminds me of when I used to feed Nikki and Alex their bottle. They used to make that same little slurpy noise.
You love your Uncle Jesse.
Well, I'm actually kind of fond of him, too. Ah, it's so cute, you know, when he looks at me with those big brown eyes and that wet snout, I kind of feel something.
Hot pig breath?
No, I feel like holding the baby in my arms and feeding him again, you know? Yeah, Becky and I were just talking about how fast the boys are growing up.
Yeah, you know, Jess, I kind of miss having babies around the house, too.
Well, maybe you don't have to miss them anymore.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we could have more kids.
You think we could?
The time is perfect.
All right, let's do it.
Hold on one second.
Baby.
Right this way. Katsopolis, table for two. Smoking, non-smoking, something by the hamper, perhaps.
Honey, this is so romantic.
Yes, well, when you're dealing with a guy like me, you know. It's really nothing, just something I slaved over for the last 4 hours.
Thank you.
There you go.
Ooh.
Notice something special about the menu today?
Oh, let's see. Baby ribs.
Uh-huh.
Baby shrimp.
Mm.
Baby corn.
Uh-huh.
Jess, this is the same dinner I made for you when I told you I was pregnant.
Exactly.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is, let's have another baby.
When?
Now. I mean, not now, 9 months from now.
But this morning you said that this would be a good time for me to concentrate on my career.
Yes, but this morning you said you miss having babies around.
Jess, where's this coming from?
Oh, honey, come on. There's nothing like holding a baby in your arms and feeding them and having the big eyes looking up at you and a wet snout and little corkscrew tail spinning around like that.
Honey?
Huh?
I think all that mousse is seeping into your brain.
Mama.
No, that's Nikki.
Daddy.
My man.
Honey.
What's the matter, pal?
Come here, sweetie. Oh, come here, baby. Oh, you know what, Jess?
Mm.
He has a little fever. Oh, sweetie, it's okay. It's okay. Mommy's going to cancel her assignment and stay with you till you're all better.
No, she isn't. Mommy's going to go to work. Look, I'll take care of the boys. You do the career thing, and I will do the parent thing.
And what about your radio thing?
Oh, that.
You see, Jess, there you are. You want to have another baby? Our lives are too busy already.
Oh, honey, look, I have a recording studio downstairs. The station does remotes all the time. I'll do the show from here, and that way I can take care of the boys.
Oh, yeah, and if we sell cotton candy, we can turn this place into a carnival.
Honey, I am serious. No, this is the perfect opportunity to prove to you that we can have another baby. Now, if I could do the show and take care of two kids, one of them being sick, I'm telling you we can handle anything.
You think so?
Yes, I know. Honey, look, in life, there are no problems. There are just solutions waiting to be found.
Hallmark card?
Fortune cookie.
Don't get your tail in a knot, pal. It's not a pork roast. Oh, good. You gonna take out that pig?
He doesn't like to be called that pig.
Yeah, Dad, you don't call Michelle that human.
So from now on, please come, Scruffy. Alex, say hi to Scruffy.
Piggy.
Why do I even bother?
All right, Alex is all yours.
Thank you.
Why I do the show, and Nikki's upstairs sleeping like a baby.
Is his nose still all stuffed up? I'll take that as a yes.
Hey, where's Joey? We're on the air in 5 minutes.
He went out rollerblading.
Oh, what, did the donut dive open up a skate-through window?
No, he's working out.
Work out. Well, if he's not back in 5 minutes, he's going to be out of work. Give me a kiss.
Okay.
Not you.
I know.
You're a good boy.
See you later. Now, Alex, today is your lucky day because you are going to learn how to use a baster.
Okay, you're all set to broadcast, Chief.
All right, thanks, Commodore. Thank you.
Careful. Careful, buddy. Take it easy. Take it slowly. Careful, careful.
Man. What happened to you?
I was rollerblading and I had a little mishap. A little mishap? You told me you tripped over a garden hose, fell into an open dumpster, and then rolled down Knob Hill.
That's a very common accident. I'll be fine. I just need to lie down for a minute or 6 days.
Dad, Scrubby got loose in the house.
Boy, those little pig legs can really move.
Oh, no. Do you have any idea what cloven hooves can do to a hardwood floor? Here.
You're supposed to be watching Alex for
me. I'm sorry. I'll be right back. I got a pig in the house.
Here, son. Color. Hey, roller boy. Get up. We've got 5 seconds until we're on the air.
Jess, I can't move anything below my eyebrows.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at you!
That's right, it's the Rush Hour Renegades coming at you live from our house. And we got a great show planned for you, right, Joseph?
Oh.
Okay, but first, a word from one of our sponsors. It is Vic's Vision Center. Hey, listen, if you're driving and you need glasses, pull over.
Boy, we are sailing now.
Daddy!
Oh, Nikki's up. All right, son, I'll be right there. Joseph, trusted partner, old buddy of mine, useless lump. Get off your butt.
Jess, I can't even feel my butt.
All right, I'm coming, son.
Jess, the commercial's almost over.
I'll put on some music.
Daddy.
Son, don't play with Daddy's things. Let go. Now, come on, son. I'm supposed to be doing a radio show. I got a partner who's in pain. Your brother's sick. And I'm trying to prove to your mom we can have another kid. And it's not working. Nikki! Daddy's coming!
Oh,
hey, guys, can you watch Alex for 1 second? Thanks. Danny, listen, there's a song playing downstairs. When it's over, put in another cart, will you?
Another cart, no problem.
Thank you. I'm coming!
Daddy!
What the heck's a cart?
Hey, you, go sit! Hey, I found the pig!
He has a name!
I'm coming. What's the matter, pal? Oh, come here. Oh, your nose is running. Here, give it your best shot. Oh, son, you got a heck of a honk there. All right, come on. Let's listen to Daddy's radio show while you drift back to dreamland, okay? Here we go. Yes, we'll show Mommy we can have another baby, huh?
Hey, Joey, how do you get on the air with this thing?
Oh, Danny, you pushed the red button, but I don't think you should, okay?
Hey, you're listening to Danny the T, filling in for Jesse the K and Joey the H, which stands for horizontal, which is exactly what he's doing right now. Hey, I'm on the radio! And look at that, I'm getting a cardiovascular workout at the same time. And one, and two. Hey, Joey, this is fun. You guys get paid for this?
Until today. Put some music on.
And how exactly would I do that, my laid-back buddy?
Start the bottom right cartridge and push the third fader from the left. Quickly.
Got it.
Dad, what's going on?
We're doing a radio show. Sorry, Uncle Jesse's upstairs with Nikki and Joey's in a little pain.
Oh, is it your back?
Yes, in my hand. Kimmy standing on it. Dibbler!
What a whiner. Well, Dad, we didn't know you were going to be here. We wanted to use the studio to record a rap that Kimmy wrote for the wrestling team's pep rally.
Great, let's hear what you got.
On the radio? Well, I don't know. We're pretty bad.
Oh, don't worry about it. We're not on the air. Nobody can hear you. Besides, I kind of like that skip-hop music.
Dad, don't you mean hip-hop?
Oh, yeah, I like it all.
All right, guys, ready? Hit it!
Yo, half Nelson, full Nelson, pin and reversal. Gonna do it all, cause this ain't no rehearsal. Deadlock, scissor holes, God bless us too. And if it takes an on, girls, that's what we'll do.
There you go, son. There you go. You go back to sleep while I go downstairs and kill your Uncle Danny. Hey, we gotta stop meeting like this. Here, come here. I know how you feel. I don't like anyone touching my hair either. All right, here you go. Here you have it. There we go, right in a little pig pen. There you go. Okay, stay.
What are you talking about?
The problem is your voice.
No, the problem is your lyrics.
The problem is you're both right.
Excuse me?
Hold it. What's going on here?
Jess, is something wrong?
Yeah, something's wrong. You're on the air. Hey, this is Jesse Katsopoulos, and if you're still out there listening, God bless you. All right, the good news is I'm back at the controls. Joey's doing fine.
Oh.
And the best part is...
Scruffy's back.
Well, the fun never stops. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Jess, I'm sorry. Joey told me to hit the third fader from the left.
It's the third fader from the right.
You know, from down here, you really lose all sense of direction.
Quiet, everybody. The commercial's almost over. I said quiet, Kimmy.
Hey, that's not my grunt.
All right, we are back with the Rush Hour Renegades, and we're going to finally get to some of those comedy bits we've been promising you. Coming around the first turn, it's Scruffy by a snout. If anyone out there has a tranquilizer gun...
Get him! Okay, fine!
Really big Kaiser roll, please give me a call.
Okay, pal, you're mine.
Okay, I hope you all enjoyed that little bit. It's called... Get the pig out of here.
It's out of here. I'm going to take him to an animal shelter or home for the wayward hog or something. Come on.
Okay, I think we had enough laughs for today. Let's just play a little more music. You could never get enough of that stuff.
I think it's going pretty well.
Shut up.
Fire!
Fire?
Fire?
We can't funny.
It's okay, everyone. It was just the roast. Who likes theirs well done?
Dad, if Scruffy hadn't come to get us, the whole house could have burned down.
You're my hero.
Scruffy, here, have a grape, buddy. I want to apologize for that wayward hog crack. I was way out of line, really. You really came through for us, bud. From now on, my house is your pig pen.
Where's the fire?
I was in the oven, it's out, everything is fine.
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. I'm having a terrific day.
I think we should do more shows from the house.
Zip it.
How are you feeling, Joey?
Not bad for a human snack tray.
Dad, can we play with Scruffy now?
Oh, maybe later, honey. We're bonding.
Hey, if Dad adopts him, he sleeps in your room.
Quiet, she's on.
Oh, look, Scruffy, it's Aunt Becky.
Here's a twist on the old cab driver helps a passenger give birth story. Bobo, a mime, on his way to perform at a children's birthday party, was in a cab when his driver, Jenna Sandstrom, suddenly went into labor. Bobo remained calm, helped Jenna pull over to the side of the road, and without saying a word, delivered her baby. And now, making his first television appearance, is 6-pound, 8-ounce Bobo Sandstrom, named after his silent savior.
Yes, sweetie. Oh, Bobo, I know you're too little to realize this, but someday you'll understand just how miraculous your entrance into the world really was.
I'm Rebecca Donaldson on the spot with Jenna Sandstrom, San Francisco's newest little bundle of joy, and Bobo, who's in a box.
Good night, boys. Oh, hey, Beck.
Hey, great report today, sweetheart. That was terrific.
Thanks. How was your day?
Oh, my day. My day was great. Oh, it was just out of this world. It was a day from hell, basically. Oh, Beck, maybe you're right. I mean, with this new job of yours, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't have another baby. I can't take care of three kids and Joey.
Honey, I'm not gonna take the job.
Why not?
Well, I already have a job. I have two jobs. I have my show and I have my family.
Oh, come on, Becky. You were so good today. You gotta go for it.
Well, that's what I thought when I left the house this morning. But, you know, then when I was at the hospital and I held little Bobo in my arms, the baby, not the mime, sure. I realized how much I missed holding my own babies.
What are you saying? You saying you want to have a baby?
Yes.
I don't believe this. We want the same thing at the same time?
I think so.
That's great, because you know what, sweetheart? We make beautiful babies together.
Heck, we make them two at a time.
I love you so much. Now, just out of curiosity, when would you like to start?
Now works for me.
Me too.
Jess.
Yeah?
Your nose is wet.